Hello to all my friends in Yeshiva Torah's Motion around the world. We're continuing on our Shir Mishnayos, Maseches Yuma, doing today Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, which in the Gemara is Daf Yud Ches Med Aleph. Our Mishnah will continue explaining the preparations that they made with Kohen Gadol to get ready to do the Avodah on Yom Kippur. So the Mishnah starts, Masrulo. They handed him over. The Tiferes Yisrael says every day of the 7 days, he was handed over to Zikanim Mizikne Besdin. He was given to these elderly from the Zikanim of the Besdin. The Tiferes Yisrael explains from the Sanhedrin to teach him the Dinim of the Avoda. The Shas brings from Brice and Daphdalim and Aleph that there were two Chachamim that were given to the Kohen Gadol. And he wonders how come the Rambam doesn't mention the number. Because the Rambam in Hilchos Avodas Yom HaKippur, Perek Aleph Halacha Hey, writes, most from those Zikanim and Zikni Bezdin, just like our Mishnah, they handed him Zikanim. So why didn't he mention the two, if that's what really happened? And I'm just wondering, maybe he was Semich on the Klal, Meet Rabim Shnayim. Whenever you have a Rabim, and you don't mention how many, we always go with the minimum, which is two, and then maybe the Rambam assumed we would know that rule. So he was handed over to Zikanim from the Besdin for Korin the Fun of Beseder Yom. They would read to him in the Seder Yom. Rashi and the Rav explained that in Parashas Akrimos, Perek Tzayin and Vayikra explained everything had to be done on the day of Yom Kippur, and that's what they read in that Perek. The Eretz Yisrael adds that every day the Chum came to his office to be with him constantly to teach him. And every day they read for him in this parsha with all the explanations of all the details of all the dinim. V'omrim lo, and they said to him, Ishi Kohen Gadol. Rashi the Rav explained, Adoni, our master, the Kohen Gadol, said in an honorable way, Kra atah b'ficha, you read for us. The parak there in Chumash, the first Rav says, from the Gemara in Erev and Nendel and Aleph, that we learn from the Pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Chaf Beis, the Pasuk says, Ki chayim heim lemotza ehem. If you find it, it's the Torah is chayim, and they read it as the Pasuk says, Ki chayim heim lemotzi ehem, for someone who expresses it. If someone says it over, he'll know it a little better, so they ask them every day to read it for them. Shema shachachta or shema lo lamadata. They say, maybe you forgot this, all the halachas that are here in the Chumash about Yom Kippur. Maybe you never learned. The Rav says over from the Gemara Yud Ches Med Aleph that in the second Nisim Miglish they had to mention it, tell them this, because the Kohen Gadol that were appointed in the second base of Miglish generally weren't worthy, and they were appointed by the king. They were paid off the king to get that position. And in the first place of Mikdash, they would only appoint a Kohen Gadol if he was the best one of the Kohanim in his chachma, in his wisdom, in his handsomeness, his nai, bekoch, and his strength, and his osher, and his wealth. And even if he didn't have any money, the other brothers would give him money to make him a wealthy person. As it says in the Pasuk, Vayikra Parachaval of Pasuk Yud, Kohen HaGadol Me'echav, the Kohen who is bigger than the brothers, and they learn from that, Gadleu Mishal Echav, the brothers should help him become bigger. The first Rav adds on, and that's why they read in front of him this thing to emphasize, maybe you don't know enough, and now's the time to learn. So, this is all 7 days. What happened? Erev Yom Kippur, Shachris, the morning of Erev Yom Kippur, Ma'amidin also b'shar Mizrach, they would have him stand by the eastern gate. Melech Shlomo brought from Yushami that he wasn't sure if he stood inside the eastern gate, and if he did, he was in the Azara, and then he'd need to have a tefillah, the mikvah first. As it says in the Mishnah, in our Masechet Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, Ein Adam Nichnas La'Azara La'Avoda Ad She'Yitpol. No one is allowed to go into the Azara without going to the mikvah first. Or possibly, he says, Melech Shlomo, he was standing outside the Azara. And the Rav says, when it says, Ein Adam Nichnas La'Azara La'Avoda, it doesn't mean he only, if he was going in to do La'Avoda, he had to go to the mikvah. And the Tiferes Yisrael adds on, since we're talking about the Kohanim, it mentions avoda, because in general Kohanim went into the Zohar to do the avoda. In this case here, he was going in to get familiar with the different animals, but still, if he went inside the Azara, he would have to go to the mikveh first. And what would they do? Mavir in the front of Parim ve'elim u'kvasim. They would pass in front of him bulls and rams and sheep. The various relics explains that these are the animals, types of animals that would be brought as a carbon the next day. So they wanted him to get familiar which was which. The Taisus Yantif from the Gemara in Yerches Ben Aleph explains they were also goats that were used the next day, but they didn't bring goats because the goat was brought for the Klal Yisrael who would for their chait that they had done, and they didn't want to discourage him and make him think about chait, so they didn't bring these goats. And what about the par? There's also a par, a bull that was brought for the chait of him and his brother Kohanim. So the point answer is that there was no problem with that, because if there was someone in the Kohanim that had a chait that the par was necessary for, he would know about it, and he would help the person do tshuva. And the Gemara adds on, but with the rest of Klal Yisrael, he wouldn't know what the Klal Yisrael standing was, so it would discourage him to think that Klal Yisrael needed the par to be mechaper for them. Gemara continues, Amravina Haini Amri Inshi, this is what the people have a saying, Ibarachte Daila, if your nephew is a police officer of the king, be careful, Chazi, Beshuka Kamelo Tachlef, don't go in front of him in the marketplace. And Rashi says, because he recognizes you and he knows you, he's about if you're wealthy and whether you owe money or not, he'll find a reason to extract money from you for the kingdom. So someone who knows you knows better what your qualities are. Same thing with the Kohen Gadol, he would know everything about the Kohanim. So the Mishnah says they would bring in front of him all these different animals, Kedei, Sheyamakir, Varagla, Ba'avoda, so he would recognize them and be ready, be set to do the Avoda. Rashi and the Rav says he would look in at the animals that were passing in front of him to keep his mind, the pictures of these in his mind, and he would think of the different halachas he'd have to do with each one of those animals. The Pharisee Sarah says he would check them out, which one is good, necessary for this carbon, and which is necessary for that carbon, and what avoda have to do for each one of these animals. The Marshal explains that they not only presented one of each type of animal, they bring all the different animals that he would be using the next day, so that there was separate, let's say, for example, the par, the bull, there was a separate one that he would use to do this rika inside the kachi kachim, and a separate par that was used for the carbon musaf, that this rika was done on the mizbeach outside. And the Kohen Gadol would then remember which specific animal was set aside for which specific avoda. Moving on to the next Mishnah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, the Gemara is on Yud Ches Min Aleph also, and it says, Kol Shevas Hayamim Lo Yimanu Yimeno Maichel HaMishnah. All 7 days, they didn't hold back from him, didn't refrain from giving him any food or drink. The Meiri says, because even though if you eat a lot or drink a lot, it could bring you to a keri, which is nocturnal emission, make you tame, as the Mishnah says in Zavim, Perek Beis Mishnah Beis, and he would be tame for 1 day, like the Pasuk says in Vayikra, Perek Tes Vav, Pasuk Tes Ayin, still he can make himself tar during that day, any one of these 7 days, by going to the mikvah, and that wait until the night time, and he would be tar, like the Pasuk there says as well. The Bnei Moshe, Yisham, explains that even though he wouldn't be able to do any more avodos on one of those 7 days that he became Tameh, no problem, because another Kohen can do anything that was necessary. So this is all during the 7 days. But Erev Yom Kippur, Mechashecha, Erev Yom Kippur, as it got close to the evening, Lo Yemidich Anosel Lechel Harbay, they didn't give him a lot to eat. The Tiferes Yisrael says from the Gemara Yud Ches Min Aleph, they didn't give him a lot from any specific food, and even from certain foods that are more likely to cause carry, like milk, eggs, fat meat, old wine, that they would hold off completely from giving him. So they didn't give him a lot of other foods, and specific foods they didn't give him at all. Why? If you eat these foods, it will bring you to fall asleep, the Pharisee says, and maybe he will see a carry at that night, and it will be possible to do the avoda, the Holy Yom Kippur. Now the Yerushalmi asks, one of the 10 nisim that happened in the Beis Hamikdash was that there never was a case where the Kohen Gadol saw carry on Yom Kippur, as it says in Masechtas Avos, Perek Hei, Mishnah Hei. So therefore, what was the big problem? What were they worried about? There was a nace that never happened. So one answer is, Ein Somchel on a nace. We don't rely on a nace. We act in a normal way, expecting normal, natural events to happen. And we don't rely on a miracle. As Rishami brings from the Pasuk in Dvarim, Perek Vav, Pasuk Tezayin, Lo Tenasus Hashem Lekechem. Don't test him, which means don't act in such a way that you're expecting to have a nes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A second reason is that all these nisim that were mentioned, the 10 nisim that were mentioned in Perek Avos, was only in the first base HaMikdash, and even in the second base HaMikdash until after Shimon HaTzadik. From that point on, the nisim didn't happen in the Beis HaMikdash. People fell to a much lower madrega, as evidenced by the Kohen Gadolim, who were not qualified from that point on. Okay, we're going to Perek Aleph Mishnah He, which is in the Gemara on Yuches Amud Beis, and it goes like this. Masru Zikneik Beisdom Zikneik Kahuna. On Erev Yom Kippur, this verse Yisrael says, the Zikni Bezdim passed him on to the Zikni Kahuna. Rav Yaakov Emdenik says, this is towards the evening. So Rashi and the Rav say, the Zikni Bezdim, who would be reading in front of him the Chumash every day, would give him to the Zikni Kahuna, and the point of the Zikni Kahuna was to teach him how to do the filling his hands from the Ketores. And this is brought in the Gemara in your Testament Aleph, because it says in Vayikra Perek Tesayim Pasikid Beis Umelochafnaf Ketores Samim, part of the avoda in the Beis Hamikdash Yom Kippur was to fill up his hands with the Ketores, and it was a very difficult avoda, as it's explained in the Gemara and Daf Mem Testament Aleph. There it explains that the Kohen Gadol would come to the Kachi Kachim with a ladle full of Ketores in his left hand, and he had to hold the rim of this ladle very close to his body, either with his teeth holding the rim or with his fingertips, and he had he held it with his fingertips and he had to tilt it with his thumbs and then empty this ladle into his cupped hands without spilling anything, any of the Ketores, and without putting the ladle down. So he had to hold the ladle and then somehow pour the Ketores from the ladle into his hands that are cupped without spilling, which sounds pretty difficult. So they had to teach him how to do that. They brought him up to the rooftop of the office in the Beis Hamikdash called the House of Avtinas. Rashi and the Rav say this family are the ones that made the Ketores, would grind it and mix the different spices. So that was where all the Ketores was available. They brought him there on the roof to start teaching him how to do that. V'hishbi'u, and they also made him a swear. They made a swearing for him. The Tiferes Yisrael says that after the Zichnei Bezdin would make this swearing, the Zichnei Kahuna would teach him how to do this pouring of the Ketores. So what was this swearing about? Rashi says that he shouldn't act like a tzeduki. The tzeduki were the ones who were the kind of the reformers in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis Sheni, that were fighting with the Orthodox Purushim. And they had a different, they only believed in the Torah Shebaal Shebechtav, and not the Torah Shebaal Peh. And they believed that the way to make the Ketores was to do that whole procedure with the ladle outside of the basin, outside of the Kachi Kachim, and then bring it inside the Kachi Kachim. And the Rav adds that they darshan the Pasuk in Vayikra Perek Tesayim Pasuk Hei, Ki ba'anan era el ha-kaparis. Come into the kaparis, which was inside the kachin kachim, in a cloud of smoke. Okay? That he should come in there with the smoke, and then Hashem will show himself on the kaparis. But that's not the way we actually learn, because there's another pasuk in Pasuk Yud Gimel, V'nasan es ha-ketores ala esh le-Hashem. You put the ketores on the fire in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it had to be done inside the kachin kachin. That's the way we learned the halacha, the perushim, as opposed to the tzedukim. The perush Mishnayis, the Rambam says, on that day, on Yom Kippur, no one else can know what he was actually doing. As it said in the Vayikra, Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Yezayin, V'chol Adam lo yiba o amoid bo lakarpa b'kodesh atzeisam. No one else could be inside the kachin kachin when he came to do the avodah until he left. And therefore they had to swear, make him swear beforehand that he would do things correctly to prepare that he wouldn't be doing things on his own as the tzedukah would want to do. Now the Taisus HaRikiv Yeager brings from the Pri Chadesh, has a sefer called the Mayim Chaim, Perak Aleph from the Hilchas Erevim Kippurim. He had a question, what is it fact a help? What's going to help to make a shvuah? According to the Tzedukim, the Purushim are wrong, and they're trying to force their methods on the Purushim. And so maybe they'll lie, and they'll say, yeah, I'll do what you want, just because they want to end up doing the Ketores what they think is the right way, according to their Shita. And the answer is that since they know that every single Kohen Gadol is getting sworn, there are a lot of Kohen Gadol who are going to take it very seriously. Shvuah is something, a serious thing. And he's not going to bring himself to be over on a Shvuah. He brings another Teretz there that doesn't mention exactly what it is. Tosfos Rikiv Eiger also brings a second question from the same Sefer, that why do we even need to swear him before him? They could have seen really into the Beis Hamikdash, into the Kodesh Kodashim. There was a small gate. They could have peeked in to see if he was doing things correctly. And the similar question is mentioned in Gittin Daphna and Dalam the Beis, that why do you have to wonder about what's going on? You can just look in and see what he's doing. So you could say, he says there that it's better to make a shvuah, because if you make a shvuah and you're going to stop him from even starting to do something for that year, if you're going to look in, it's going to help maybe to know that he's a crook and he's doing things the wrong way for the next year, but it's not going to help you for this year. So they wanted to help this year. They made a shvuah from beforehand. Tiferes Yisrael says another reason they didn't look in is not to embarrass him, and it's not his kavod that he should be in a makom kodesh. He should normally be there in tznius, and in Yechid is separate by himself. And also, that it's really asur midrabbanan to look, for someone to look inside the Kodesh Kodashim, as Gemara and Pesachim says on Chafav Med Alf. And Midya Raisa, it's only Shalolitzarach. If you don't really need to, it's asur to look in. Midrabbanan, even for a need, it's asur to look in. Gemara and Pesachim Chafav Med Alf is talking about when they needed to clean the walls inside the kachin kachin, they would lower people in a box facing the wall and not to look inside the base, into the kachin kachin. So even if it was a tzarech, they try to stay away from that. So, also he asks then, verse 12, why in Gemara and Yuma, Nindalim and Aleph, they allowed the Kohanim to roll back the paroches that was dividing between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kachim to show people the Kruvim that were in hugging each other. By doing that, people were able to look into the Kodesh Kachim. So he says that was a Tzorach Gadol to show people how Kodesh Baruch Hu loved Klal Yisrael, and in such an event, they weren't geyser that midrabban. Okay, so they would make a shvuah for this Kohen Gadol to make sure that he wouldn't do things incorrectly when he did the Ketores v'niftru, and they would leave. The first Yisrael says they asked permission to leave, and then they handed him over to the Zikni Kahuna to teach him how to do the Ketores, you know, filling up his cupped hands. And V'halchulhem, they left. The first Yisrael said they left because they didn't want to look at him when he's embarrassed and crying, that they, because people were choshed that he would do things incorrectly on purpose. And they would say to him, the shluchi, the ones who were leaving, they would say, Ishi, Kohen, my master, Rashi says, Ishi Kohen Gadol, Anu shluchi Besdin, and we're representatives of the Besdin, for as Israel says, and we are forcefully making the shvur on you, V'ata shlucheinu shlich Besdin, you are our representative, and you are shlich of the Besdin. The first Israel says from the Gemara Yud Tesman Aleph, we are making you swear based on what the Besdin told us to do, and he has to answer Amen on this shvua to say he's accepting it. And this is basically the shvua. Now they're explaining. We are making a shvua for you based on a Kaddish Baruch Hu who is dwelling in this house, the base of Mikdash. So Tashana Dover Mikol Mashar Marloch, you won't change from the way we explain you're supposed to do the Ketores. The first Israel says, the way we showed you all 7 days, you're agreeing to do it the same way. And why did they say Mikol Mashar Marloch, everything? Because according to the Tzedukim, they're making a shvua, making him make a shvua to mavatal a mitzvah. He thinks the mitzvah is the way that Tzedukim said it. And therefore, that would miss, and nishba levatal the mitzvah doesn't really work. The shvua is no good. But herefore, if they say hakol, masha manilach, it's a general, overall shvua, and it does work even to mavatal a mitzvah if it's a shvua klolis. As Yoredeya, Reish Lamed Tes, Sifdal explains, that a shvua isn't chal on a dvar mitzvah, whether you're using a lashon shvua, like you're saying, I'm making shvua not to sit in this sukkah, that doesn't work, or even if you say in a lashon neder, you say, yeshiva sukkah alai, that sukkah should be usher to me, it doesn't work either. But the Ramah says, dafka shenitzvah ala mitzvah lachud, that only doesn't work if you make a shvua on the mitzvah itself. Although nishba alav b'kailo, if you make a general format, if your shvua, like here, they said, we're making you a shvua, they didn't say that you're doing A, B, C, but everything we taught you, you're going to do it correctly. So it's a general type of shvua. So it does work on a dvar mitzvah, as he says, it's explained in Siman Reish Lamed Vav and Siman Reish Lamed Ches. I took a look in Siman Reish Lamed Vav, Siv Hey, the Ramah there says this, that a shvua works on a dvar mitzvah in a general way, that's only in a mitzvah's essay, but a mitzvah's los essay it doesn't, and if you're interested, you can check out the Shach, who argues a bit with the Ramah. The Pharisee also explains that therefore they said, Atashluchenu. Why did they mention that you are Shliach? Because if he changes from what they said he should do, he automatically disqualifies himself from being their Kohen Gadol Shliach. They didn't make him a Shliach if he's going to do things incorrectly. And therefore, even according to the Tzedukim, his Avodah would be possible because he wouldn't be a Kohen Gadol in such an event. So there's no way he can get out of it. If he wants to be the Kohen Gadol doing the Avodah, he has to do it exactly the way they told him. So who Parish Abocha? He would then depart from them and cry that they thought he, Rav says, they were chayshed him that he was a tzduki. Vehim parashen ubochim, they also depart and cry. Rav says, because that on the fact that they were chayshed him, because it says in the Gemara in Shabbos Tzadik Zayin, hachayshed b'chsherim lechem begufo, people who are chayshed, people who are really kasher, it causes them to get wounds in their body. The verse says, even though they had to do it here, still, they cried for his covet, that he should see that they kind of realize that they are chayshahim for no reason. The bias says, why did they have to make a shvur every year like this? Why didn't they make a shvur once when he was appointed to the Kohen Gadol? And he answers because they make a greater fear on him every year. I was thinking that's possibly because every year there was a new Kohen Gadol in the Bayis Sheni. So that's why every year they had to make this shvua. No crooked Rasha Kohen Gadol lasted for a second year. That's my own possible teretz. Didn't see anywhere. The Kol HaRemes asks, why were they crying? They weren't a chayshet on a ksherim. They were doing it because that's what they had to do. So in the answers, they were crying that, ay vey, look at our generation. We fell so low until that we had to make such a shvuah for a kohen gadol. In previous generations, in the Bais Rishon, we were much higher level, and they never had to make such a shvuah, and therefore they were crying. Okay, that's the end of our shiur today. Any comments, complaints, anything you'd like to tell me, you can reach me at shelton_rothman@yahoo.com or call me at 052-244-9331. Have a good day.